This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's What's On Your Mind, 701-258-0550, 800-228-0550 are the numbers. Leon Francis in for Scott Hennon, who's got the day off today, brought to you by our friends at Putlich in Valley City. The tell you what, we got our Wednesday wheels today. Man, oh man, Honda CR-V, killer buy on a Honda CR-V on Wednesday wheels. And, of course, Putlich in Valley City, fine sponsor on What's On Your Mind. Just great crew out at Putlich. Yeah, they know how to get things done. And that little CRV, he's got about $2,000 off on that one today.
CRV.
I only heard it on the radio. There you go.
Yeah.
PucklishValleyCity.com. Leon, how are you, sir? Welcome back.
Oh, I'm doing good. I calmed down a little bit. I don't know if that's a good thing or not. A couple of things. One, Epstein didn't kill himself. Just put that out there. Just so I want you guys to understand. That's not a thing that happened.
It didn't? What?
It did not.
But they said.
But I know.
Did you see the parade float at Mardi Gras?
No.
There was a huge parade float at Mardi Gras in New Orleans because they just wrapped up yesterday, Fat Tuesday.
Right.
Yes, the big parade. And right on the side of it, as they came into view, it was the sponsor, whatever it was, and underneath Epstein did not kill himself. Made it to Mardi Gras.
Everywhere I go, I find some little spot where I can stick a sticky note. And put that right there.
Yep.
And I'm mentioning that, one, because of the comedic value, two, because it's absolutely true. I mean, that's a Clinton side if I ever saw one. But the other reason I'm mentioning that is, did you hear about the Obama-era DHS guy? He was a whistleblower back then. Talks to, like, Glenn Beck and other conservative folks. Kind of unraveling some of the misdeeds of the Obama era DHS. He was found dead on the side of the freeway in California. Apparently, he shot himself in the chest.
Oh.
He was not suicidal. He is engaged to be married in a couple of months. He's got a book he's working on. He's got, like, all this stuff he's working on. He normally travels, if you listen to, like, Glenn Beck or folks like that, you know that everywhere he goes, he has this flash drive around his neck. And folks are asking, you know, where's the flash drive? You know?
Yeah.
It is dangerous to go up against these guys, man. As he didn't kill himself, and I really don't think this guy did either. But
wow.
That's seriously, you got
Philip Haney.
Yeah, Philip Haney
is the guy. 66 years old. Huh.
Yeah. You really should check that out. I mean, and I don't think that we have journalists in this country that follow Trump around just to get a gotcha on him. They don't think twice about stories like that, though. I mean, it just kind of misses them completely because we don't have journalists anymore. We have some, basically we have Democrat actors on their media platform is, doing their talking points for the, right now I'm looking at, Representative Rosa DeLauro, whoever this gal is with the purple hair. Liberals they antagonized me for some reason. I'm not gonna let it,
I just laugh. I just laugh
sometimes
at all of it.
Sometimes you got them.
You just have to.
Sometimes you got them.
Just have to. And you know, both sides of the aisle. Over my life, I've laughed at both sides of the aisle.
Yep.
On some of the things, but this recent, the way that this election is developing, and these last few years have just been a wow like never before.
Yeah.
You know, and I think when it comes, my opinion is that the swamp is not happy. The swamp And the swamp is real.
Absolutely.
And that's what's come out of the last three or four years.
Spies.
This is real. Yeah.
Inside the inner circle of the Oval Office.
The deep state is real, and they do not want to give up anything in that town. And, you know, and
Trump is kind of showing us a different way. He's like, well, no, we don't have to have a crap economy.
Let me ask you this.
X, Y, and Z.
Were you a Trump fan going into the ballot box in 2016? Did you have no doubt?
No. I was a Cruz guy.
Same page.
Yep.
I was exactly the same page with you. I was like, okay. First of all, when he announced, I'm like, really? You know, and I was kind of in that boat, like, come on, man. That's cool,
really,
but you're never going to be president.
Did he really just say Ted Cruz's father killed Kennedy?
And I was and I like Ted Cruz a lot. I was actually a Ted Cruz. But the more he came on, the more he did it. And he got the nomination, which was fine.
Still was not a fan.
And I didn't know, but the other thing for me was I could not, in good conscience, give Hillary Clinton that vote. I just couldn't. And I've always been I'm more conservative. I would never say I'm a Republican.
Yeah.
I never said I was a Democrat. I've actually, at a time of my life, been more libertarian, I think, than anything.
Oh, me too.
You know, and certain things and certain topics. But as a conservative, and I want the checkbook balanced, and I'm tired of paying for things with money we don't have, and blah, blah, blah. On and on. But so my time in the ballot box was, oh, man, okay, I can't vote for Clinton. I got to vote for, and as I checked off his name, I'm like, okay, dude, don't screw me, okay? Don't be, you know what I mean? That's what I was saying to myself, like, all right, I'll do this reluctantly. And to his credit, he has not done anything that screwed me over. It's actually helped me.
Absolutely.
I still don't like the tweets. I still don't like the confrontational, the swinging when you're not getting swung at, the name,
like
mini mic.
And
I'm not down for that, but that's okay. I don't care about any of that.
Yep.
You know, I care about my 401k. I care about jobs. I care about.
Let Bernie get in there and see what happens to that 401k, man.
Exactly. Brother.
While they are just browbeating, like the folks on Wall Street and the evil, greedy capitalists, those evil, greedy capitalists are the ones that are filling your 401k with cash, man. That's what they do. So when you go after those guys and you curtail their earning potential, what does that do for the everyday Joe or Jack or Jill or Leon or Kevin? What does that do to us?
High tide raises all boats.
Exactly. That way you don't have to, piece together some crappy dinghy to keep the thing afloat. High tide raises all ships, period. And that was the Reagan philosophy, and they called it, what did they call it? Not supply side, but
trickle down.
Trickle down.
Which never trickles down.
Blah, blah, blah.
That was one of the, it never trickles down.
Right.
But, you know.
Reagan's philosophy was that if our economy is booming, then everyone does well. That's it. And that's what Trump is. His entire platform could be summed up in a nutshell that way. He wants the country as a whole to do great. And in turn, that everyone else, that means one of the best things he ever said, I think, was when he's talking to the African-American community. What do you got to lose? You know, I mean, for all these years, we've been watching people like Maxine Waters and Barbara Boxer and just the looniest people tell us they're in there fighting for us and think nothing ever gets any better. Nothing gets better. Trump gets in there, lowest black unemployment in history. I mean, black businesses and black entrepreneurship is booming. Capital is free. We got these opportunity zones. We got the historically black colleges that were floundering a little bit. To be fair, I'm not one of those guys that thinks that the government should, funnel money to these schools, but he did that. He actually did something that's going to help the African-American community and has been. And he's not pandering to them or whatever. But, again, high tide raises all ships, period. You don't have to nitpick. You don't have to pick winners and losers and that sort of thing.
Well, he just knows fundamentals. Everything. You know, this is fundamental economics.
Oh, yeah.
You get government out of the way. Try not to let them be the biggest burden on your back.
Right.
Open up the free market. Let people that want to succeed and go earn it, let them go do that. Make it easy for them. Keep the rates down.
Yep.
Make the SBA accessible to people that want to start business. I mean, that's the fuel on this fire.
Yep. That's the formula, man.
And you're not going to convince anybody that the problems are so great that the student loan debt is so crushing. Well, but everybody's working and everybody's paying those loans off. So I don't.
The sky is falling.
Yeah, there are SoFi, and there's numerous options to lower your interest rates.
Yep.
So I don't. That's people are working and paying those off. Bernie, next.
Right. Crazy Uncle Bernie. What are you guys doing? I mean, what are they doing, man? I don't know. 701-258-0550. Join the conversation. What's on your mind? We'll be right back.
800-228-0550. If you want to go that way, this is What's on Your Mind.
Since Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces, we've been providing you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. Call 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount, or go online to pccnd.com.
Did you know that Mineral Tracker is a homegrown technology? It was developed right here in North Dakota for North Dakota mineral owners. This makes us stand out from any other mineral management software out there. Our basic version's free. Plus, you can upgrade to our pro version for only $99 a month, taking your management tools to the next level, even showing your future monthly income. Planning your financial future has never been easier or more reliable. Go to MineralTracker.com or call us at 833-842-2924.
Make 2020 the year you see Scandinavia. The Scandinavia Tour is coming May 10th from Juven Tours and Travel, the premier operator of Scandinavian tours in the Upper Midwest. May 10th through the 23rd, the Scandinavia Tour, very popular. May 25th, the official Norsk Høstfest Norway Tour. May 25th to June 7th. The Norway Luxury Tour 1 is June 1st to June 14th. The 44th annual Norway Luxury Tour 2, July 20th to August 4th, is great fun. And the best of Norway is August 10th through August 22nd. There's something for everyone. And the best part about Juven Tours and Travel and their tours of Scandinavia, you don't just see the awesome beauty, the fjords, the waterfalls, the mountains. You meet the people, and their memories last a lifetime. Call Juven Tours and Travel today for more information. Hurry, these tours are filling up. 237-9000. 701-237-9000. Or toll free at 800-343-0093.
Since Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces, we've been providing you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. Call 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount, or go online to pccnd.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
This is What's on Your Mind, brought to you by our friends at MyPillow. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, enter Scott as the promo code. It deals all over the place. Normally $79.98. You can get that fantastic MyPillow. It's kind of a bundle where they do a standard My Pillow, the Giza pillowcase, and a copy of Mike's memoir for $39.99. There's tons of deals right on the front page, but you got to click Radio Listener Specials and enter the promo code Scott. The sheets are fantastic. I don't have the My Pillow towels yet, but Todd has those. Apparently, they're phenomenal too. I love that My Pillow. Do you have a My Pillow yet, Leon?
Todd would. Yes, it's phenomenal.
I love that thing.
Yep.
It's different.
I have to fight the 2-year-old for it.
It works.
Yep.
It works. I'm just saying it works because I used to have neck all the time. I have a bad neck.
Yep.
And you know the down pillows or stuff, they kind of cave in. That thing stays right there.
Yeah.
If your head right where it needs to stay, on My Pillow. MyPillow.com.
And I have this,
Mike Lindell's a great guy too. His memoir is awesome.
I have this kink right here, especially
shoulder. Yep.
Right there. And if I sleep wrong,
yeah.
Oh man, every morning. But yeah, you sleep on that My Pillow. It keeps your head like at that optimum angle, I guess you would say.
Yeah, if you're a side sleeper, yep. There's no better way.
And no better way. And again, I have to fight the 2-year-old for it. But
he's got to
start sleeping in his own bed. I'm just saying, Nick. Nicole
and,
Lynn.
I'll tell you, from crack addict to CEO, his memoir, Mike Lindell's memoir, is fantastic as well. So MyPillow.com, proud sponsors of What's On Your Mind. 701-258-0550, 800-228-0550. Weighing in on any topic of the day. We've been talking about that debate last night. The clown car spilled out in South Carolina.
Oh, man. That is a absolute, again, a clown show, yes. You have these Democrats. They're all vying. I cannot stand Warren.
It's funny you brought her up. Because, you know, we watched, did you hear her talking about foreign policy?
Oh.
Hey, listen to this. Just listen. Yep.
We are not winning in Afghanistan. We are not winning in the Middle East. What we need to do is we need to use all of the tools in our toolbox. We need a strong military. We also need a strong State Department. Those are our eyes and ears on the ground. They are our front lines in diplomacy.
Duh. Duh. Okay.
Every Democrat up there, guaranteed, if they win, they're cutting the military. They're
apparently,
cutting funding.
Apparently, she missed the headline last week about the president trying to initiate peace talks with the Taliban.
Oh, yeah. He's
actually trying to get that done.
And I think that's going to be a thing. I'm hearing really good things.
And apparently she missed the whole part where Trump showed up in India and 110,000 screaming fans showed up at a...
I thought it was like 7 million.
No, 110,000. But there was another how many thousands outside in India.
India.
Loving the guy.
Have you seen the videos? I mean, they love Trump over there.
Oh, yeah.
You got people over there with, like, Trump statues that they, like, pour milk on and give food to and things like that. It's pretty phenomenal. The guy has some pull, man.
No doubt.
And they say that he's, like, divisive and the world hates us. I can't see it. I mean, you must be blind.
I don't see any from any of it. And I've asked people that work directly with the guy.
Yep.
You know, and of all races and colors and creeds and sexes. I mean, when we were at the Trump rally in the Twin Cities, it was unbelievable.
Right.
Like Jack Brewer, who used to play for the Vikings.
Right.
He's got a master's in economics. He's working with Ben Carson on some HUD projects stuff in Minnesota and Minneapolis and the Twin Cities. And he said, and he's an African-American, great guy, sharp guy. And went to the U of M, played at the U of M, Jack Brewer, you can Google him. I had a 15-minute conversation with him about Trump being a racist. He laughed at him. He's like, dude, he goes, honestly, he said, seriously, he is like probably the least racist person I've ever met.
It's phenomenal.
He said, I'm not kidding you.
Right.
He said, we went in, they were in a 20-minute meeting with, he didn't care what color you were, he just wanted the best ideas.
The people who bring up bigotry all the time, guaranteed are the biggest. I mean, before Trump ran for office, he was in every rap video. Every black person on the planet wanted to take a picture with him. I mean, he was like catnip to the African-American community. But now, all of a sudden, he's a bigot.
Oh, yeah. People.
I'm going to go to, is that Janelle?
Janelle's in Velva. Janelle, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. What's on your mind?
Well, you were talking about that person that worked for Homeland Security that was found with a gunshot wound alongside the freeway in California.
Haney, yeah.
Haney, yeah.
you guys need to watch The Enemy Within. It's on Prime, and it'll explain the unraveling that he was unraveling about the Obama administration and all of the corruption that went on. And that's a very good, good movie to watch. And then you'll understand why he was shot in the chest.
Is that the one that's on NBC? Or is that on Prime? It's on Prime?
It's on Prime.
Oh, okay.
It's on Prime. It's free. And it's called The Enemy Within. And we
I will be watching
Saturday
that.
Saturday night. Yeah.
And I guarantee you, Glenn Beck is going to have something on that also. But I will definitely be watching The Enemy Within tonight.
Yes, watch it. Watch it. It's a very good, basically a documentary on the things that went on in the Obama administration.
There was some shady things. When the guy says there wasn't a smidgen of corruption in my administration, I can't do an Obama voice, but when he says that, that is simply not true. There was a lot of dirt in that administration.
Oh, my God.
There you go.
Thanks for the call.
Thanks, Danielle.
And thanks for that. So The Enemy Within.
Yeah, The Enemy Within. It's a character-based psychological thriller. Jennifer Carpenter's in it. She was in Dexter, if you remember Dexter.
Yep.
And, yeah, it's an NBC show that's on Prime now, it looks like.
Amazon Prime?
Yeah, it's on Prime for
good
free.
Deal.
But it's part of the on Prime, but it looks like it's an NBC. And it is a character-driven, you know, it's a show. It's not a documentary. But the basis is a brilliant former CIA operative, now known as one of the most notorious traitors, serving life in a supermax prison, and it goes on. So, yeah.
I'm going to go to Frank on the road. I think he wants to talk a little bit about the coronavirus. What's going on, Frank? What's on your mind?
Well, first of all, no snow up in northern Minnesota. It's dry, cloudy.
I know.
No
and
snow.
Second point is, you guys got to get a new advertiser. You got to get advertising with 3M over there in South Dakota, making all them masks 24/7.
Yeah,
oh,
right.
Oh man,
buy that stock.
I was just about to say that, but I don't think that those masks are effective against the coronavirus. Are we even supposed to call it corona now? Isn't that like cultural appropriation or something? Another
depends on the mask.
They call it 19.
Yeah.
19, yep.
CIDVID or CONVID is what it is.
CIDVID?
Or CORVID. CORVID, I guess. CORVID-19, yeah.
Okay.
I call it 19.
Yeah,
and
there you go.
These masks, I mean, it's going to help our economy, right? You know, because, I mean, it's trying to hurt our economy. And then I seen on Facebook this morning, don't bust any of them poppet bubbles that you get from China. They're maybe loaded with virus.
Yeah, Chinese air in those bubbles.
Oh, man, all the hours of blowing those things up. Jeez. Oh.
Thanks, Frank.
Hey, thanks, Frank. We'll be right back after this with Dan Johnston to talk a little bit about the treasurer's race. So, right back, right after this, 1-800-228-0550. Join the conversation.
Our region has a deep tradition of supporting conservation, where we're taught to leave a place better off than we found it. We know that our land, our air, and our water are precious resources, which is why the coal industry has been nationally recognized for preserving, protecting, and enhancing our land by reclaiming more than 20,000 acres once mining is finished. That land is used to hunt, fish, and feed the world. That same resourcefulness that's used to reclaim land is now being put to use to capture non-toxic emissions, including carbon dioxide from power plants. Researchers at the University of North Dakota are working to explore geology to store the carbon dioxide safely deep underground, where it will stay permanently. This next-generation technology will not only enhance our nation-leading clean air standards, but protect 15,000 good-paying jobs by using homegrown energy resources. Learn more at www.secureenergyfuture.org/CCUS.
You USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump preparing to address the nation later today. He says he'll be discussing the coronavirus outbreak during a news conference at 6 p.m. Eastern. He'll be joined by officials from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The president making the announcement on Twitter after earlier attacking the media for panicking the markets through their coverage of the virus. Democrats at last night's presidential primary debate in South Carolina clashed on a number of issues, but they seemed to agree when it came to gun control. Getting fired up about it was candidate Joe Biden, who said he'll take on the NRA.
And gun manufacturers, I'm going to take you on, and I'm going to beat you. I'm the only one who's done it.
Five-time tennis Grand Slam champion Maria Sharapova is retiring. The 32-year-old saying that she will miss the sport and everything that comes with it. And this is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
What's on your mind? Celebrating the birthday of the late, and not late great, I should say, the great Mitch Ryder is 75 today.
You made him late, man?
No, not late. No, he's still with us. Mitch Ryder and the Detroit Wheels.
Nice.
75 years old, man.
Jeez.
What's on your mind? Brought to you by our friends at Oasis Petroleum, proud sponsors of the Bee the Buffalo Hotline, because the buffalo run into the storm. Find out more at oasispetroleum.com. At Oasis Petroleum, Bee the Buffalo Hotline, 855-200-1776. Leave your comments at extension 1, and who knows, we might be playing them back. And check out oasispetroleum.com. They are hiring great careers out in the Bakken and in the Delaware Basin as well. So there you go. Leon Francis in for Scotty Hannon, who's off today. Good to have you back, my man.
Scott, taking a well-deserved day off. So always love filling in here. What's on your mind? That's the question that's on my mind right now. Reached out to my buddy Dan Johnston. He threw his hat in the ring for, you remember Kelly Schmidt, our state treasurer? She announced she's not seeking another term. So Dan threw his hat in the ring, and I just wanted to have him on so you guys could fill him out. Ask him a couple questions if you want. 1-800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550. What's on your mind? What's on your mind, Dan?
Hey, Leon. Thanks for having me on this morning. It's always great to talk to you and hear you on the radio.
No problem. Man, my blood sugar's low. Last night we were talking, and I had a long, long day. And I tried to cram last night knowing that I'd be fasting today. It didn't work.
Well, what's up with the fasting? What's going on?
It's Ash Wednesday today.
Oh, okay. Yep, that makes sense.
Yep.
That makes sense.
So I'm sitting around, I'm talking, I'm chairman of District 44. So I'm sitting around and I'm talking to other like-minded chairmen, and we're talking about a couple of the races that are coming up and the folks that we like to see, you know, be successful in these races. And your name came up on more than one occasion, talking about your conservative record. You got like a lifetime rating of 91%. From the American Conservative Union, that sort of thing. Your opponent, I think he has like 48th or something. Like, really, the most conservative Democrat has a rate higher than him. So I want to give you as much airtime as possible so the folks can get to know you, what you're all about. So tell us a little bit about Dan Johnson.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you why I'm running. You know, in my opinion, it's never been more important to make certain our fiscal health remains in order and that the people of North Dakota continue to benefit from an independent treasurer's office. You know, you mentioned Kelly Schmidt, who we've been well served by. You know, frankly, I was disappointed to see her announcement that she was retiring from the office.
Yep.
Those that remember back when Kelly took over the treasurer's office will tell you that it wasn't a bad place. It was kind of like Berlin after World War II. And I mean, this was after years of Democrats running the office. I mean, if you go back to the 90s, you could actually make a case for abolishing the office. It was so badly run. But Kelly,
we actually talked about
that,
didn't we? Wasn't that a discussion somewhere? I think we actually voted on that to abolish that the office, right?
Yeah. Well, so back in the 2017 session, there was a bill to abolish the office. You know, as a limited government fiscal conservative, I'm always willing to have that discussion on how we can make efficiencies in government. And but I just thought that that idea at that time was it really wasn't a well thought out one. There's kind of a misconception here that if you abolish the office, you save the taxpayers money. But really, all you would have done is abolish the position of treasurer. So the one person that's accountable and elected to the people of North Dakota would go away. The duties wouldn't go away, however. The idea was just to transfer them to a bureaucracy. So I would ask at that point, what would happen to accountability and transparency of the people's money at that point? And then I would also argue further that whatever bureaucracy took that those duties on would probably come back in 2 years. And look, they wouldn't say it like this, but this is basically what it would come down to, because government grows and it grows exponentially constantly. They would say, well, we haven't been able to run it as efficiently as it was run by the treasurer, so now we need more FDEs. And it would probably end up costing the taxpayers more at the end of the day.
Right. I guess one of the questions that I had, and we've kind of discussed this a little bit, again, you are one of the most conservative members of the State House. What prompts you to kind of leave that and take over this position? What's in your heart that'll allow you to leave one position where we love you, man, and go to this position? What's the driving force behind that?
Well, I appreciate that, man. You know, my commitment is that not only will I do my best to fill Kelly's shoes, who was a fiscal and social conservative, but I'll work tirelessly to improve the office in any way I can. I just think the Office of the Treasurer melds well with a conservative mindset. And honestly, I think it's essential that we have someone with a fiscally conservative governing philosophy has an influence on some of those state boards. You know, the treasurer sits on six state boards. And I think a conservative hand, a steady hand, is a good thing for the state of North Dakota.
Yeah, we're all supposed to be fiscally conservative, right? that's kind of our thing here in North Dakota. So,
well, go ahead.
Why? I'm going to play devil's advocate a little bit. Your opponent, Beadle. I heard him speak. He's like a numbers dude, you know, and he says he loves it, that sort of thing. Why would I listen to Beadle and listen to your pitch? But why would I pick a Dan Johnson over Beadle?
Well, look, what I bring to the office is this. I'm a former member of our armed forces. I took an oath to the Constitution. I kept my commitment then and as a legislator, and I'll continue to keep that commitment as state treasurer. You know, my legislative record speaks for itself. I've consistently remained true to a strictly constitutional and fiscally conservative governing philosophy. If I felt an appropriation went beyond our constitutional authority, I would oppose it. And on the flip side, when spending was constitutionally appropriate, and I prioritize the services owed to North Dakotans, while also rejecting special interest spending and especially crony capitalism. So my record speaks for myself. I'm not going to comment on Tom's. His record speaks for itself.
Enough said. So and I'm going to frame this very carefully. Do you see, we get to the end of this race, you're victorious. Do you see any abrasion from the treasurer's office and, the current state government?
No, not at all. You know,
okay.
You know, I've always, as a legislator, I've always worked well with this administration, with Doug Burgum.
Yep.
That's not to say that we never had disagreements, but, there was a bill in the last session that was fought to double driver's license fees. And Governor Burgum rightly vetoed that bill. But there was an attempt by the legislature to override that veto. I managed to whip the vote in the House and we sustained the governor's veto. So now, driver's license fees aren't doubled. But on the flip side of that, I've always opposed his, library. To me, I just think it was there's better things that we could allocate that money towards in North Dakota. So, definitely I'm not a yes man. I'm not a puppet, but I definitely work well with the governor as well. And also, I mean, every bill that I had during the last session that made it to his desk, he signed into law.
So you and that was one of the concerns, like the folks I had a conversation with last night. There's some scuttlebutt out there about working with Burgum and that sort of thing with a conservative, and I pointed out that you guys, like anyone, you have your pick your battles. You win and you lose some, and you're not going to agree 100%, but for the most part, you guys get along fine. So that's a good thing.
Well, and, for that matter, look, the conservatives are winning big all over the state.
Right.
You got Jeff Magrum down there in District 28 facing a lot of opposition, and he came out on top. You got Luke Simons out there in Dickinson doing good things. And you got Josh Gallion in the auditor's office. I mean, look at the things that Josh is doing. The people love Josh. And why do they love him? Because he's holding government's feet to the fire. He's holding them accountable to the people of North Dakota. And that's exactly what we want an auditor to do.
Right.
Accountability and transparency. I mean, that's what we want. And I would say, why would anybody want anything other than that?
Absolutely. I am very impressed with Gallion. When you're looking at all of the headlines and you think there's just this big rift in our government here, but he's doing basically what he's supposed to do. You hold government's feet to the fire, period. Fiscal conservatism, 100%. Hey, you watched the debates last night?
No, I didn't. I saved myself some pain. I was on the road, actually. I was traveling from Grand Forks back to the house late last night, so I didn't get a chance to see it.
Well, you're probably right. You probably did the right thing. Don't just turn the radio off or put on some good country music and save yourself a lot of pain, because that's all it was anyway last night. What do you think of this? One of the talking points that go on at these Democrat debates is how horrible the country is doing. How do you view the state of this country and the state of North Dakota? Like our economy,
nobody will argue that North Dakota is booming. And even through the recession, North Dakota was the kind of a shining city on a hill compared to the rest of the country. And that's because of the technologies that allowed us to extract oil from the ground. And now we supply the nation and we supply the world for that matter.
Hey, Dan.
Yep.
Hey, Dan, can you give me a couple of minutes on the other side of the break? And now,
absolutely.
And you can finish up. What's on your mind with Dan Johnson running for treasurer? 1-800-228-0550. Call in. Tell us what's on your mind. Be right back.
Titan Machinery has the most versatile tractors on the market, the new generation T7 series from New Holland. These tractors expertly handle the field work of row crop and mixed farming operations, as well as tough hauling, transport, and utility chores. Nine models from 140 to 3,000 horsepower give you precise control and best-in-class comfort of the Horizon cab. See your local Northern Region New Holland dealer about New Holland T7 tractors today. They give you power, versatility, comfort, and efficiency.
Hi, this is Andy Murdoch with Pfeiffer's Auctioneers, inviting you to any one of these exceptional upcoming farm retirement equipment auctions featuring late model John Deere R-Series 4-wheel drive and track tractors, a 2019 DB60 corn planter, and more in Starbuck, Minnesota on March 12th. Then on March 21st and March 26th, Pfeiffer's will be offering an entire fleet of late model Case IH sprayers, quad tracks, 9230 combines, a Claus 750 combine, Challenger Series tractors, trucks, trailers, and more near Richardton in New England, North Dakota. For online bidding and complete details, log on to Pfeiffer's.com.
We've got Brian in studio from Collins & Kronk Raymond James.
Brian, I was visiting with my girlfriend the other day, and she's just a few years from retirement. She was wondering if she can still retire if there's a recession just around the corner.
This is why planning is so important. When Collins & Kronk does a financial plan for you, we look at several different scenarios. We consider the positives or the good times, as well as the bad. What if there is a recession? We do the math so we can answer your questions with confidence. We want to help you make smart decisions like when to retire or what investments to use.
Whether it's a recession or an economic boom, Collins & Kronk can help you make the right decisions. If you have $500,000 or more, call Collins & Kronk in Fargo today. 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Securities are offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services Advisors, Inc. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Celebrating the birthday of Mitch Ryder today, 75, on What's On Your Mind.
Jump up! Jump up!
Come on now! There it is. What's On Your Mind, brought to you by our friends in Tioga, North Dakota. You go to TiogaND.net. You can find out more if you're considering relocation. Tioga is hiring. Tioga has so much more to offer for a small community. I'll tell you what, and what's nice is that they have staying power. Besides all the activity and energy, the strong history of farming and ag, all the related industries combined with the president of the Hess gas plant out there, largest natural gas processing plant in North Dakota since 1954. Tioga has a strong, stable workforce independent of the oil boom that calls Tioga home. Find out more at tioga.nd.net. TiogaND.net. Leon Francis is in for Scott Hannon on What's on Your Mind.
Thanks, Kevin. So we're on with Representative Dan Johnson out of District 24. He's running for state treasurer. And I'm going to let you, Dan, I'm going to have you kind of finish up all the great things here in North Dakota. And then I'm going to just ask you some basic, for me and for the folks listening, I understand that the treasurer, that office is like not political. So, you know, you do want a fiscal conservative in there, but you don't have to be like you're not like beholden to any political affiliations or whatever. That doesn't really come into play there. But there are some basic things, like if I'm going to pull the lever for someone, that I need to know. And I'm just going to ask you some rapid-fire questions, if you don't mind. So finish up your point, and then we'll get to some rapid-fire questions.
Yeah, well, going back to the debate and what we're seeing with the field of Democrats, you know, you honestly have to, if you don't acknowledge what Trump's done, he's come in and he's done, he's cut regulation. He's restored the rule of law. He's appointed solid judges to our benches, restored integrity to our federal benches. If you don't, and what he's done for the economy, what he's done for minorities and unemployment within the Black community and the Latino community, and that, I mean, he's done so much in such a short period of time. You really have to have your head buried in the sand to not see or acknowledge those things and how good they've been for our country. Now, on the flip side of that, look, the Democrats are pushing this philosophy of socialism and communism, and I'll say that those are the philosophies of failure, obviously. Now, Bernie Sanders he'll get kind of bent when you call it communism. So I'll say, okay, well, let's focus on democratic socialism. And where has democratic socialism been practiced? And I would say, you look no further than Venezuela. Venezuela was the 20th richest country in the world, richer than just about all the European countries. And in a very short amount of time, democratic socialism has devastated that country. Right. It look, and they went down this path. What did they do? Hugo Chavez. They instituted free higher education, universal health care. Does any of this sound familiar?
Yep.
And along the way, Hugo Chavez, he also confiscated people's guns. Now, when you look what the Democrats are doing in Virginia, despite their rhetoric, when they say, well, we're not going to take your guns, you know what? When they get in charge, when they get the power, that's exactly what they're going to do. They proved it in Virginia. They're going to attempt to take your guns. And then what ensues next is democratic socialism, and then the country implodes, and that's what we're seeing in Venezuela. And we got Bernie Sanders that says that, remember not too long ago, he said Venezuela was a model for the United States.
Yeah,
I mean, this is literally, I mean, I can just imagine him getting the nomination and President Trump playing a commercial showing Venezuela in peace and then showing it on fire today. And I mean, you got to feel bad for these people down there suffering through this, but it's literally like Mad Max. And then showing another clip of Bernie saying this is a model for the United States. Again, just the philosophy of failure. The founders of our country gave us a republic for a reason. They abhorred democracies, for one thing. I mean, the surest way to tyranny and to socialism and communism is to install democracy first. Okay, and any communist knows that.
Yep.
So, yeah. But that's my little narrative on it, Leon.
Good deal. Solid, man. So it's safe to say that you are a Second Amendment supporter, right?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
In my opinion, look, the Second Amendment, some of the perks of the Second Amendment is hunting and stuff like that. But the Second Amendment was given to us so that we could protect our home, our families, our state, and our communities from tyranny. And oftentimes, the founders of our country and their writings, that tyranny meant government tyranny.
Yeah.
And so that's usually why tyrants around the world, before they install their initiatives, what do? They disarm the populace.
I don't know if you heard, but last night Joe Biden said, what did he say, 150 million or 250 million people have died by gunfire. And so We apparently we need to be protected from those evil assault rifles. It scares me whenever I see Democrats on that stage, on that biggie stage, talking about the things that they want to implement. It scares me, man. Another thing that just disgusted me yesterday is the fact that like folks like Elizabeth Warren voted basically for infanticide. They voted down the Born Alive bill. What is your stance on life? And it's got to be brief. I hear the music.
Yeah, man, I'm unapologetically pro-life. In fact, I sponsored the life bill in the last legislative session, and I voted for the other one that was sponsored by Representative Luke Simon. So without life, what does liberty, what does the pursuit of happiness matter? They're pointless, right?
They're
pointless.
If you don't
have life first.
Thanks, yeah. Dan. Thanks, man. Be safe. God bless. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.